Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Wayne Hiz, one half of His and Hers podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday for the latest up-to-date content and episodes. As per usual, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Anchor. Tap in with us. Peace.
I want to rock with you.
Hey. We're back.
We back. Look good. Feel good. Record good. Huh?
All the good vibes.
Yes. I want to rock with... I want y'all to rock with us.
And they are rocking with us. Man.
Yo.
Hold on. Who are you first of all?
My name is Wayne Hiz. It is your boy Wayne Hiz.
And it is Vanessa Hers.
And together you are back listening to your favorite couple, His and Hers podcast. That's my radio voice, y'all. Y'all like that? No.
You always sound like that, babe.
I know, right? If y'all don't know what I sound like by now, then you listen to the wrong podcast.
Right? So, we're definitely feeling the love.
Appreciate
you
y'all.
Guys have been really rocking with us.
Rocking, for real, man. It's been
rocking
amazing.
The shit out of this boat, this yeah. love boat.
Oh, rock the boat, rock the middle. I love this song. You like that song?
Yes, I do, baby. Focus.
No, but thank you guys for continuing to make our platform what it is. The numbers have been amazing. A couple hundred listens per each episode in a few days' time. That's amazing. Again, we are just two people who work full-time. We are part-time podcasters, full-time workers, full-time parents. So this is amazing when we see like this kind of feedback and we're able to like scale it and just like, man, like look at it in totality. It's an amazing feeling, you guys. Keep fueling us, for real. This is amazing.
Definitely gives us the energy, as you can hear today. We're very energetic to come back, to give you guys more, yes. to keep being real with you guys. So I feel like we always express, we want you guys to feel like you're sitting on the couch with us.
Right.
Or you're having an individual conversation with us while you're driving to work, mm-hmm. while you're at work, while you're cleaning, yeah. you know, whatever it is that you're doing while you're at the gym, we want you to feel like you're literally just catching up with us.
Yeah, like while y'all at work, not working anyway, listen to us.
Yeah, y'all don't be working. Multitask.
Nah, some people don't be working though.
I be working like a little bit. No, I work, actually, a few of my coworkers listen to the podcast and mm-hmm. I work, okay?
A lot of y'all be at work in the queue. Y'all be in them Disney queues, y'all ain't slick. Y'all be in them Rebel Day queues. Y'all be in them Beyonce tour concert queues, yeah.
And when we get our tickets, we mm-hmm. go right back to work.
Do y'all? Because I see screenshots. Got them. Oh, my God. You've got your tickets. Y'all be hella happy, huh? Y'all can't wait to post. I'll be there. But some of y'all, look, I think it's dope that y'all, you know, are broadening your horizons, reliving out your little childhoods. That's amazing, right? But some
He's
of y'all.
He's mostly talking about Rebelde.
I'm just talking about the people who like, just, oh my God, I gotta be there, right? But then like, I see y'all tickets and y'all sitting like y'all like nosebleed up, like like with the Bad Bunny tickets.
I
was like, was y'all at the Bad Bunny concert? Cause I'm like, yo, when I went to see Bad Bunny, I saw Bad Bunny.
Calm down. Now you're sounding, you conceited. You're showing off.
That has nothing to do with conceited.
Okay, stop.
But
stop.
My thing is
you're
this, like,
off.
Y'all really, no, my thing
We'd
is.
We be basic too, okay? Don't be judging us when we're sitting on top of Diosito for the people that speak Spanish.
I'm not up there with the Lord.
It's not, look, in heaven.
I've sat high before. I'm not above sitting high. I'm not opposed to sitting high. But my thing is this. You want the tickets that bad that you're really, really willing to pay that amount to sit that high? At that point, it's not worth it. You might
Catch
as well stream
me at the
it.
Beyonce concert. I don't care. At SoFi on top. I don't care.
So you gonna sit way at the top?
No, I don't like the 500s because, like I said, you feel like you're up there with God. It's a little hard to see, but. Like, you know,
up there with
maybe
God.
300, you know,
a little 200, 300 yeah. seating. Okay.
Keep in mind, it sucks because once you've had, and keep in mind, I did not buy these tickets, but once you sat like in the hundreds or like close mm-hmm. to dugout and when you're on the floor seats, anything else is like back to the peasant seats we go, you know, like.
Well, hopefully you like your peasant seats when we go see Usher next month.
Oh my God, I thought you were about to tell me about Beyonce. Focus.
You keep, this is the third time you reference Beyonce so far. We didn't even start the episode.
That's the it thing right now, and I didn't get tickets, so I'm just throwing it out there. If anyone has a connect or an extra ticket, let me know.
Who knows? If you act right, you might get those Beyonce tickets.
I always act right, so I guess we're going.
Let's kick this episode off, man.
So let's focus on our audience, and we do want to thank you guys once again. We did it 102 days.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And every time that this happens, we literally sit back, we sit down, we conversate, his and hers, and we're thinking like 100 times someone has pressed play, has got interested in what we have to say, has gave us feedback a lot of times,
yeah,
has shared, whatever it is that you're doing, like, we really do appreciate that support.
Yeah, because it's actual plays. Like, you actually have to listen to the entire episode in its entirety for it to count as an actual play. That's how digital streaming platform, mm-hmm, DSPs work. So it's not like you could pause it, go back to it, that counts as a play. Like, nah, you have to listen to it in its entirety all the way through for it to count, you know? Yeah. So that's why it's more like really, really like it's really motivating, it's really humbling, but it also leaves so much room for like optimism for the future and like how large and how much we really want to grow our platform. It's an amazing thing to just know that like your voice carries so much like range, you know, and it has such a definite impact on people. But yeah,
so what are we talking about today, Mr. Wayne?
So, you know, we gonna talk about Wayne Wonder's "No Letting Go."
No letting go.
Y'all remember that song?
This is apparently a singing podcast as well. Wayne, our little.
No, I have. You know what it is?
Were you in chorus?
I had my coffee. I was in chorus, actually.
You were?
I were. Yes.
I was too.
What? No way.
Yes, I was. Shout out to my friends that still listen to the podcast that I had in middle school.
Were you the baritone? Were you the cello? What were you?
We didn't have it like that.
No?
No.
The tenor?
We just had different groups, but they wouldn't tell us who we were.
Well, I had a deep voice, so like the people with the deep voice, you know, barbecue sauce. Like they put you in the
barbecue sauce? That's what you would sing?
No, but you never seen the commercial?
Chili's, Arby's or what?
Oh. Baby back ribs, Chili's. And then the guy who comes with the baritone voice, barbecue sauce. Like, he says it after.
No.
You ever seen that commercial? Y'all seen that commercial.
Show me your age, bro. Was it old?
Damn. Did I just age myself?
With the Chili's?
Is Chili's still around?
I think so.
Right? TGI Fridays there. And all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Applebee's? Okay, yeah, okay.
Calm down. Look at, you're being very bougie this episode.
What?
Oh my God, does those places still exist? Like, yes, they exist.
I didn't mean it like that. Don't see, she trying to put this
Mr.
on me.
Mr. Ruth Chris, yes, those places still exist.
Oh my God.
Mr. Steakhouse only.
No,
calm
girls,
down.
No. First of all, I still get the $5 biggie bag from Wendy's. I am not. She better stop playing with me. Give me my spicy nuggets, okay? And don't forget my sauces. No, I hope.
Man, hey, you know what comes through? That McDonald's app.
Facts.
Okay, we're like super going.
Not letting go of that.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely
yeah,
not
yeah.
letting go of that. All right. So, what I kind of wanted to talk about and discuss in today's episode is kind of like a conversation we had off mic with regard to not letting go of certain things, whether that's behaviors, certain habits, certain things
Guilty.
That you feel that are not conducive to the lifestyle in which we are navigating towards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Far too often, on far too many occasions, I feel, at least I'm of the belief that at times we can be our own worst enemy. We could point the finger in a number of different ways as to why we aren't where we should be.
Mm-hmm. Always.
But ultimately, that always begins and ends with said individual, with the person. The onus is on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, I fully understand that circumstances are different for every people. Certain people are dealt a raw hand, a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't always have the best starting point, right? But I feel as though once you do start to figure certain things out, I do feel like your decision-making comes into play, who you surround yourself with comes into play, and those are things that you kind of have to align with the hopes of putting you in a better position to improve your quality of life. Like, for example, right? I take somebody like my cousin, who shall remain nameless. A lot of you guys know him.
We try not to say names.
I think the world of my cousin, right? He's a young guy, Really, really proud of him. Graduated high school, went on to college, athletic. Loved this guy, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't have father never in his life, mother on drugs. And he's just somebody that I took under my wing, so to speak, and kind of like looked after. And I look at his trajectory and the arc of where his life is and where it could have been, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, man, like I marvel at the person that he is. Like the fact that he's respectful, he's honest, he's caring. The fact that he like checks on me at such a young age, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like that's not common for a 20-something year old.
Yeah.
For them to check on like the people that, you know, they that looked after, that actually looked after them. Mm-hmm. Usually because, you know, so many people have, especially at a young age, they have a lot of different things that apprehend their attention span and they're caught up with that. Mm-hmm. Whether it be girlfriends, friends, hanging
social
out,
media
partying,
itself.
Social, just the social life in general. So I feel like for him to be able to like not let go of the things that like drove him and that still that he looks to attain in his life, I sit back as somebody who like looked after him and being the adult now and like the authoritative figure, that kind of role for him. And I'm just like, man, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Like just to see him continuously press forward, right? So these are some of the things that I kind of want to hit and touch on. And we're going to be all over the spectrum today. We're going to jump around, jump back and forth to different certain topics. But that's kind of like what I wanted to hit on. But starting off, though, what are some of the things that you feel? We won't even start with us. We would just, like, let's start in general terms. What do you feel that there are some of the things that people don't let go of?
An ex. Let's start with the toxic shit. Fuck it.
An ex.
Yeah.
What about exes? What do you think is hard about people to let go in, with regard to exes?
I feel like it's comfort and it's easy access, of course. I mean, it's there, you know? I feel like so often we hear of a lot of people that go back to an ex.
Okay.
That's the reason why I'm like, you know what? Let's just put this on the table because it's so true.
Yeah. So when you, it is true. So I think when people hear that question, though, the first thing they think of is, has anybody went back to an ex? I don't even like to just restrict it to an ex. Have you ever went back to anybody that you dealt with? That you knew
spend
was
the block. Go yeah. back
spend
again.
The block. Yeah, you ever spent the block?
Yeah. I feel like everyone's guilty of it. A lot of people won't acknowledge it. Or
what are some
won't.
Of the, even though you knew that person was necessarily not conducive to your benefit or well-being, what made you spin the block? Was it just
I
sex?
Will speak.
Was it just That person was cool? Like, what was it about these people, or what was it for you?
I will speak on just in general, okay? I don't want to make it about us. But I feel like a lot of times people go back to an ex, not only because it's easy access, mm-hmm. you're already comfortable with that person.
Right.
Like, you've already been there, done that, literally.
I agree with that.
So it's like, why not, you know? Yeah. We have to acknowledge this, because I feel like a lot of people might think of this and adding bodies, like, yeah. you don't want to.
Now, are you speaking just from a standpoint in general? For everybody?
Yeah.
You're not leaving that as just, that is not just gender specific, right?
No, of course not. I think both, well, guys, it's because everyone will say, for example, guys don't give a damn, like, they'll right. bring the body down, they like a high body count.
Right.
Like, I know some guys that don't.
Right. Nah, facts.
Some guys that have, you know, some type of dignity that don't want the high number, or they don't want to go based mm-hmm. off of just you know, like, oh yeah, I can smash all these girls, or I want a high number count, like, on purpose.
Yeah.
Or in general, like, they just want, like, you know, might as well just go back to that person. Why not one more time?
And so, yeah, throughout this episode, if y'all hear clapping and, you know, little cheers of joy, jubilation, it's our beautiful son Lorenzo. He's
we
in
have
the background.
A special guest.
Yeah, so you may hear him. He may make an appearance or two or three throughout this conversation. But yeah, he's with us while we're recording. Typically, he's not, but he is today.
We're trying to make it work for you guys once again. So this is the
this
shit
is
we
real.
Have to
this
deal
is how
with.
Real it is.
Yes.
So okay. So
so how do you feel about that? Why do you think people go back to next? Not only is it the easy access, not only is it the comfort of it.
Yeah.
So, one thing, hold on, okay. actually. Don't you feel it's kind of disrespectful, though?
To go back to an ex?
Yeah.
And where are we going?
Like, because so most of the time you end up with the ex because they're not at par with you, or y'all had a fallout, or it's not the person that you see yourself with, or it's not the person that you want to be with, right?
I think it's disrespectful to the other party. Like, what I mean is say, for example, like, you with somebody, you dating, y'all might even be together, y'all about to get together, y'all on the cusp of being together, being boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, right? This other person, yeah, there's history there, right? Mm-hmm. But when this other person comes from, like, out of nowhere, out the shadows, yeah. When they come out of nowhere, out the shadows, in my personal opinion, I feel like it is disrespectful from the standpoint and to the extent of you still making this person feel like they have access to you while we're on the precipice of something new. Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, so the times that you spent with me, we're going out, we're hanging out, we're having fun. We're building. You're bringing me around your friends. I'm bringing you around my friends. We may not, you know, the family thing might not be on the table yet as far as meeting each other's families, mm-hmm. but we're spending, like, quality time.
We're definitely going somewhere. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for you to still make that person feel like they still have access to you, I feel like that's disrespectful. Mm. Because it's like what's the time you've been spending with me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's kind of like where I see it.
Well, I would think these people are going to the next one that don't have anyone serious around.
But I think that's even worse, though. Like, when you do have somebody and you do have something serious on the precipice.
No,
like,
yeah,
you
know what I mean? I was thinking of that part, though. Like, yeah. When you don't have anyone, you're just thotting it around you know, nothing serious.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then you end up with the last person that you were dealing with.
In those scenarios, I don't think it's not necessarily anything bad, right? Because...
So the reason why I was thinking of it being disrespectful, mm-hmm. it's because, keep in mind, like, things broke up with that person because they weren't your cup of tea, right?
Right, right.
Or you're not meeting, like, eye to eye. And at points, a lot of times, girls, I will generate, like, I will say this in reference to girls,
mm-hmm.
because we'll say, like, oh, he was a piece of shit. Right. He was this. We've even heard the worst.
Yeah.
He had a little dingling or whatever it is. And then they end up with them again.
But I think, okay, so I think a lot of times in toxic situations, if guys, I think for women, they're looking to compensate. Like, they're looking to, like, okay, this person doesn't do this, well, I'm going to fuck with this person. Or this person, he don't do this, well, I'm going to go fuck with that person. It's not necessarily, like, I think a lot of people hear these things and they immediately equate it to sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, it's a sexual favor for a favor. It's like, nah, that's not that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I do think with women, like, how that's tough. Like, when y'all spin the block, I feel like y'all get a bad rap. Like, girl, you still with fucking with him?
You said he was a bum.
Like, nah, like, right? He was just the topic of the, in the group chat, you know what I'm saying, a week ago. See, my son, even my son agree. Like, he know. These niggas.
Stop.
Right, Papa, right? Yeah, they spend the block too much, huh? But,
Okay, guys. Like we said, we apologize. We got to make this podcast thing work, okay, for us, so... Renzo will be appearing here and there.
Yeah, man. So, like, my son, even he knows that these girls be out here spinning the block. No, but I just feel at times with, you know, not letting go, I think that has to do with a lot of somebody. So I honestly feel it has a lot to do with one's own insecurities. Like, you're looking to fill a void for whatever it was that you're in search of, and you're trying to, like, find these different things, but... You're not necessarily going to find them within other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that you're searching for, you're missing something.
Yeah.
Because you're in search of it in all these other people.
A lot of times, I know that you mentioned the insecurity thing, which I'm glad that you did. We don't like to invest. Women, we really don't. Like, you want a relationship, but you don't want to invest in it, you know?
Yeah.
At times, you don't even know if you're ready for another relationship, so you're like... Why didn't I call this guy that was an all right guy? Not even your guy, not even the best guy. He was just an all
right
guy.
Right. I think, you know what, in that same vein, staying right there, I feel like women need to let go of this notion that like, they can't date somebody who's outside of their spectrum or whatever their... Because, look, I feel like, and I don't know why, and this is not a gender thing. I don't want to make it about just women only, but I really do feel like, you know, like, the guys who, like, don't, like, get necessarily, like, they're just due. They don't get, like, the shot. He never gets the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Shoot your shot kind
of
thing.
Yeah, like, I really feel like they be passing up certain situations because in their mind, they have, like, this perfect idea of what a man should be. And if he doesn't check off most of the boxes, it's not happening.
Yeah.
I feel like certain women need to rid themselves of that way, of that line of thinking.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? And men, too. We do it as well. Like, we objectify women. Like, they're just pieces of meat. It's like, oh, she got to have this, 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 and this. Well, first off, bro, you want a Coke bottle model, and you over here, beer belly, you ain't even in the gym, you crazy, yet you got all these prerequisites of what a woman should look like and how she should fit your... Like, you can't have it both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better make sure you got abs coming out your fucking neck. You know what I'm saying?
And like, a lot of times, I don't feel like it's even that.
No, it's not. That's satire. That's satire for the audience. You know what I'm saying? I'm just having lighthearted fun. But yeah. But I'm saying it's that kind of thinking that I feel like, which has the dating pool, like, people not really wanting to even test it. Let's talk about that. People don't want to let go of certain idealisms that they have.
Oh, for sure.
For them to even think about dating. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we all go into dating with a checklist, which, keep in mind, we've mentioned this in previous podcasts. Wayne had a few things that I would have never, like, dated.
Like,
you know?
What?
Do you want to go back to that podcast? No, because we don't have to, you know? And I'm sure the same with me. I mean, I don't know what it would be.
You were an angel. You were perfect.
Thank you very much. You know, exactly what he needed to say. But there is things sometimes, I think, when we go into dating that you're like, oh, my guy needs to make more than six figures, because keep in mind, six figures ain't shit anymore. And he needs to have his own place, and he needs to have this type of car. Shit, he just needs to have a car.
Yeah.
He needs to not have kids. He needs to have this type of body. He needs to have this girl. What are you bringing to the table?
Hey, that's facts, bro. Like,
and vice versa.
That's facts.
Like you just said with the guys. Well, my girl needs to look like this. You want a BBL-looking girl. You can't even handle the heat that this girl will bring.
Yeah.
The demands, the looks,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the attention, including if she's a boss bitch, you got to match that money too.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like, you want someone that looks apart,
yeah.
but you can't handle what this person comes with.
Yeah.
You know, the package... It's heavy.
It's literally a package deal, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy, right? Because me and my homies, you know, we always talk about, like, certain sports.
Or what your homies be talking about? Tell
so,
us, Wayne.
So, no, it's funny. I just think it's funny because, like, in our group chat, like, there's, like, people, like, people were making a big deal about Anthony Davis not, like, celebrating LeBron when he broke the record, right? He was sitting on the bench,
mm-hmm.
pouting, right, supposedly. And
because the Lakers lost.
I said... Being LeBron's teammate, it comes with a lot more than just being his teammate. Mm-hmm. You got the paparazzi constantly on you. They're asking you questions about another man constantly, 24/7. They're sticking a microphone in your face, and you're playing in La La Land. You're in Hollywood. You're in probably the largest, if not the second largest, media capital in the world, or here in the States for sure,
mm-hmm.
other than New York. That market and LA market, like, you know. So I'll just be thinking, like, that comes with a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like having a, like you said, it's like having a well-put-together person, male or female, male, whatever it is. If you're dealing with somebody whose IQ rating is very, very high, or, you know, and they got a lot of
certain
synergy.
Certain circles. Yeah.
You know, they're in the limelight constantly. That comes with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And are you willing to put aside some of your own shit and insecurities to deal with that,
mm-hmm.
to be able to, like, handle that? And a lot of people say that they are ready to do that. But when it actually begins to happen, it's like it becomes, you know, quickly becomes a different story.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So kind of something I wanted to talk about, too, is I think people need to let go of certain habits. And I feel like they struggle with that.
Oh, habits are hard.
You know what
They're
I'm saying?
Molded into you.
Like, you break. Like, we talked about that with, like, toxicity and, like, relationships and how it correlates to dating. But I feel like just habits in general, like...
I'm sure every single person that listens to the podcast, every single person that we talk to, every single person that we bump into, I feel like the worst habit that we have, and guilty, so don't come at me with none of this.
They're going to come for you.
Yeah, don't. But we all wake up, and what is the first thing that we do?
Get on our phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you say a prayer? No. Do you even think, like, oh, I'm grateful for this today? Like, do we do anything?
Yeah.
Shit. Sometimes, and let's be honest, do we even look at the kid? You know, like, the first thing that you're going to do when you wake up, most of the time, because your alarm is going off, but get on your phone.
Yeah. It's a, it's a different time.
It's
right?
a horrible habit.
It's a different time, like right now. It's honestly, at times, I know I jokingly say this a lot, but I at times I do feel like we're living in a simulation. Mm-hmm. You see so many people. It's crazy when you like when you go out to in public settings, like when like going to Disneyland a lot. You see people on their phone a lot. And I get it.
The
like
vloggers doing, have a full-on setup.
Mobile ordering, food, all, everything is, you know, it's because now we reside in the information age, and I get it. But
I mean, how awesome is it, right?
I feel like it's made just social interactions very obsolete. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like when someone exudes common courtesy, it's almost like you're almost put off by it. You're almost thrown off like, oh, good morning. Oh, good morning. Like what?
You're trying to hit on me? Like what?
Like, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what? Like, that's a that used to be a common thing.
Yeah.
Like, think about like how your parents grew up or your great grandparents grew up. Like, that was like drilled into them, like instilled into them.
Look, you know what I'm saying? As a kid, my mom, I remember we would get to family parties and it's like, you have to say hi to every single person there.
Right.
Who cares if you know them or not? And I'm like, Mom, it's like 30 people.
Yeah.
You get there and you have to say hi to every single person.
That's always awkward, right?
Yes. Having and then they're like, oh, hi, how are you? You're so big now. And it's like, I have no idea who you are.
Hey, be clear. We got to let go of that too. We gotta.
And that's actually something that we should. Like, we're not our parents.
Yeah.
So a lot of things, I'm never going to force Lorenzo to do.
Right.
Like, look, one thing my kid will have is manners. I'm not okay with that. And everybody knows that. Like, you will say, hi. But to force him, like, you have to talk to this person ever. Right. Yeah, because that's something we got to let go of also as adults.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let go.
Yeah.
Of the non-friends friends, quote unquote.
Ooh.
Let go of that shit. You know what? Let's change it up. Let's change it up.
So you off habits now?
Yeah. No. Letting go.
No, yeah.
Still on letting go.
No. Definitely. I was just going to say real quick, like, definitely, we need to... There's certain family members, you know what I'm saying, that you don't really...
Let it go.
Like, second, third, fourth, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, these cousins... That I, you know, that, hey, I knew they existed, but, like, I never, like, met them.
Yeah.
Our interactions have been extremely minimal. Mm-hmm. But, like, now I'm in the same room as them for somebody's party and celebratory of something else. I'm just like, okay, hey, cousin. Like, I'm supposed to be, like, super duper happy. Nah,
bro. Let it go. Like, and you know what? I feel like it sucks because when you see people, because you don't reach out and you don't talk all the time or you don't get the invite for a birthday party or whatever it is, because, you know, we just went through this with our son. Mm. It's like, that doesn't mean we have beef. That doesn't mean I don't wish you well.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I don't like you. Like, why do people take it that way?
I just think because, like, if you spent an indefinite amount of time around certain
people. But you don't
people,
anymore.
But you don't anymore.
At a point you did.
There are people who view that and people who know you guys or know both parties and be like, they're going to work it out. That's the assumption. But you should never assume that two people are ever going to work anything out. We're human
but
beings.
But it's not
at
even
the
about
the
working it out. I guess I was focusing more, say, for example, and we're going to bring this. And it didn't happen to us, but let's say for Lorenzo's party.
Yeah.
Your cousins from your dad's side that are related to whoever the hell, right?
Uh-huh.
I've never met them.
Right.
They get upset at you for not inviting them to your son's birthday party.
Right.
Why do they have to take that personal?
I don't know.
You've never met my son and you've never met me. You get me? Like, the same thing with you. Maybe, like, some of my relatives, and I don't know, because they haven't addressed this to me, which if you have a problem, let me know and we'll resolve it. But in reference to that, like, why do you feel like you have to be invited to every single thing? Why do you feel like you have to have some type of response or a feeling towards that, like, oh, they don't fuck with me or they don't like me? Or if it's like beef, it's like, no, just it's not the same circle anymore.
Yeah,
let it go.
I agree because, like, now I'm at the age. Like, earlier in the episode, she talked about how I was aging myself. Man, like, I'm at the age. You know when you say that? Like, just saying that. Like, you know you're aging yourself.
Yeah. Say your age, and I'm like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ooh, some of the stuff you talk about, hey. When you do
older people stuff.
Even certain
sure.
music, right? Like, but no, it's crazy.
But you're at the age what?
I'm at the age now to where, like, I could honestly care less about people's perception of me.
And, oh, that's a fact.
Like, I really, truly live my life that way. And this is in all avenues. This is not just in my friendships, my relationships with people, even at work. There's certain people I could care less. Like, you know, I don't wish nothing bad on them. But, like, we don't have to we don't have to coexist at work. We don't have to, when they do, like, you know, company functions and company outings, we don't have to partner up. You can be over there. Like, you know, if you buy, like, lunch or something and you don't want me to get none, I don't have to. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because even that exists.
Yeah.
Like, at work. Like, people like, damn. Didn't that just happen to you? Like, people be like, man, pizza party for us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain evening. Yeah. Like, and then you see somebody that you don't mess with.
Sitting over there, solo.
Yeah, or go get some food that they're not a part of. Excuse you?
Who invited you?
Who's you? You ain't in this department? You didn't put in on this, man? You know, we got to let go of that too now. Because y'all be doing too much. Y'all be doing way too much, you know? I'm just saying, man, like, my thing is, like, I'm at that age now to where a lot really doesn't move or affect me in that way.
You put in the bullshit?
Yeah, like, if you're not... my thing is this, too. How do y'all allow certain people to have that much... occupy that much real estate in your mind that don't pay your bills?
That is hard, okay?
That's insane.
Guilty.
To me, that's insane.
Look, I'm working on myself for a better self, for my family and myself, for myself to myself, Kanye. But sometimes it is hard to work on certain things, certain people not affecting you.
Yeah, I just...
And most of the time, it's the shit that makes you pop off. Like, what?
I just...
You know?
There's too much... For me, it's just too much time in the
day.
Well,
I'm working on that.
I'm too thankful. You know, like, I could care less what those individuals think. They don't pay my bills. They don't do nothing for me. Like, so why would I... You know, why would I give them that much power? I guess. That's the way I see it.
Well... We're working on
it. We're working on it. No, we're going to let go. We're not letting go.
Let's you know try and
we
let go. Work
on that. The tug of war continues. did you have anything you wanted to add on that last point?
No, you did great.
Okay. So I kind of wanted to talk about, we talked about, like, not letting go of certain habits. We talked about not letting go, you know, spinning the block with dating and all that. Is there anything that you feel people should let go of? Or shouldn't, excuse me.
Is that any, we should not let go
that of? People shouldn't let go of, right? Because we're talking about all the things conducive as to why you should let them go.
Yeah.
But is there anything that people shouldn't let go of? Like, are there non-negotiables?
I feel whatever makes you feel good, you shouldn't let go of. Like, even if you're being judged, even if someone doesn't agree with what you're doing or what you're saying, like, if those are your beliefs and they make you feel good, go with it.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times... that's how you feel, and people are just judging, or yeah. People are hating, or people, you know, like, everyone has different beliefs, everyone has different mindsets.
Right.
So not always are you going to agree, like, on everything.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Right.
Welcome to His and Hers podcast, you know, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah. I agree. But only thing I was going to say is, the point I was referencing with regard to you shouldn't let go of, I don't feel like... I feel no individual should let go of their moral compass. And what I mean by that is...
We all kind of lose that, huh?
Yeah. So, like, your moral compass should be non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
Your integrity as an individual, as a human being, everything that... all the characteristics that make you who you are, you should never let go of those things. Because those are ultimately going to be the things to carry you through to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things of which you hold near and dear to your heart. These are things that... have become homegrown, that you've, you know, cultivated over time. These are practices that you've continuously worked on, right?
Uh-huh.
We're a work in progress. Like, you're always constantly trying to improve and restore, upload, download, like we talked about,
mm-hmm.
reprogram and recharge. Like, we're human beings, so we're all prone to human error. So the only thing we're constantly in strive of is of perfection. So I feel like that's something that many individuals should never let go of.
Definitely.
Your moral compass. That should be grade A at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let anybody attempt you to sway you off of that.
Speaking of,
you know,
people have to let go of being... Oh, bless you, son.
Bless you, son.
People have to definitely let go of being fake. Ooh. Or being someone that they're not just to impress others.
Speak on that. Like, touch on that.
In every single way.
Touch on that. Because I'm pretty sure man.
So I'm sure we've all seen, or maybe even been, I don't think that we realize it, and let me know if I've ever done this, but like when you date someone, right?
Right.
You become them. Okay. Slowly, but yeah. surely, you end up becoming them.
Yeah.
And what I mean is, I get it that there's always going to be something in common, because that's the purpose of you dating this person, right?
Right, right.
You're alike, same.
Okay.
I get that. But what about the people that are nothing like that? Yeah. I've had friends that love rock,
mm-hmm.
and then date this paisa guy. And paisa is Mexican, you know, like really Mexican into Spanish music. And they turn into that.
Yeah.
And then they date a baller, which is the whole basketball player league guy.
Right.
Then they turn into that. You know, so it's like you all over the place, girl.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people do that. They turn into whatever they're dating. So they're not themselves. Right. Let them know, Renzo. Like, they are not themselves. You're being the person that you think that person would like.
How do you think, like, do you think that those kinds of people are easily swayed? Like, that's why they're, you know, they're, what they're into, or their opinion of somebody or something. You feel like that's why it always changes?
I feel like us as women, at times, we're desperate for love. Mm-hmm. That you're willing to change not only your personality, not only your so full on.
So it's true. You do agree that women are desperate. Some women.
Yeah. So you do things that you wouldn't on the regular just to see if it works.
Yeah.
You know? But like a lot of things, clearly you end up breaking. There's only so much that you're going to do.
It's a boiling point, right?
Yeah. When you're at a freaking pit and people are, you know, you're at a rock show, you're like, this ain't my shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you're like, oh, what am I doing?
Man,
that's when reality hits,
that's
you know?
A fact.
Let it go.
You just made an amazing point right now. You just made me really think about something. One thing that we definitely have to rid ourselves of, like, that you can let go of, mm-hmm. for show, is the constant need to not celebrate your friends because you feel like you're not in a space to where you could be celebrated.
Oh, definite. And we have a full-on episode of Friends.
We got it coming for you guys. We
got
to get out of this mentality of not being able to salute and exude, you know, respect.
Why is it? Family and friends, they won't, like, and salute to you guys that do follow, salute to you guys that do listen, we appreciate you. But man, if family and friends would actually support you like these celebrities,
yeah.
or like these vloggers, or like these Insta-famous people, or like whoever that they're like, oh my God, have you seen this person? And it's like, do you know them? No.
Yeah, man.
Or like whoever the hell you're obsessed with, like cheer your own people on.
We can let go of that. Like that, y'all, like honestly, like that's something that I don't know why it irks me. I can't stand people like that. Like, because whatever is not manifesting in your life, or you're not like where you feel you should be, you can't celebrate somebody else. You can't be happy for somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's lame.
That's
so weird to me, because it's like your loyalty or your friendship or your kinship, all of that is dependent on whether or not you're successful, so that way you could be happy. Right, son? Yes.
That shows me, honestly, that's just how miserable you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't be happy for others, that reflects a lot on where you're coming from. Like, I know that we keep going back to reflecting on you. That is really, like, that's a hater-ass move.
Yeah, I just feel like
that's just because you're not where you want to be, or you're not happy. Like, you shouldn't let other people shine, or try to, you know, like, unbrighten their shine because you don't know where the hell you're going, or you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with them.
Yeah. And I was also going to add that one thing that we could also get rid of, like, and it's hard, right? Because some people don't want to let go of this, but other people's opinions shouldn't have any say. And at times, I know this is unrealistic, but other people's opinions and the things and thoughts that they formulate, like, why does that have a say on how you move? Like, on how you navigate in this world? Like, it's crazy, right? Like, so I saw like, this is like an old Jay-Z interview, and he said, that's the thing about having the ultimate confidence in yourself, is that, like, this is what I like. Like, I liked a certain type of music.
Mm-hmm.
So it had an impact on me, it had an influence on me. He said, now think about music, right? And he said, music at the most surface level, music changes often. He said, we was in the snap era. the bounce era.
Uh-huh. Snap he said, your fingers.
Right. To its, and then he said, then it shifted to the hyphy movement.
Uh-huh.
Then he said, like, you know, where everybody was getting crunk, it was like up-tempo sound.
Uh-huh.
Then that shifted, and that went to more of a more melodic, like, you know, rappers turning into singers.
Uh-huh.
Harmonizing, yeah. Melody, melodic, you know? And he said, now my music has been none of that.
It's been the same.
Mm-hmm. He said, that's the point about having the utmost confidence in yourself. And what I took from that is, like, it's okay to be authentic and true to who you are. You don't have to acquiesce to all these other different things. You know what I'm saying? But society, social media, all these different outside constructs will lead you to believe that you have to acquiesce and you have to do all these things to ultimately get to where you want to get. It's okay to still be near and dear and be true to who you are and still get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It might be harder. It might be longer.
Well, that's a challenge in itself.
Right.
You know, like for you to keep true to yourself.
Yeah.
For you to really be yourself and be comfortable with being yourself without feeling like you're judged, without you feeling like people are going to push away from you, without feeling like, oh, she's fake or he's fake or they've changed. And it's like, nah, yeah. I'm just genuinely being me.
Right.
And it takes a lot. You might lose friendships. You might lose family. Like, you know, but the one person you're not going to lose or you're always going to be is yourself.
That's correct.
Look at how many times do we go on social media and we've mentioned this and we always go back to social media because look at the times that we're in.
Right.
But like people are living this crazy ass life on social media where that's not your life at all.
Yeah.
You know, like these ridiculous. And look, shout out to you. If that's your dream, if that's what you want, some of us do, some of us don't. I'm not basing it on us.
Right.
But these extravagant ass weddings.
Mm.
And I saw this post that blew my mind. And keep in mind, we've talked about this, and a lot of people that listen to the podcast and know me know that I was in a fake engagement before. I was engaged before. I wasn't fake. It was real. I don't know if it was real or not, but I was engaged.
You got punked? Ashton was there?
Seemed like it, yeah. I was engaged for a few seconds.
Pull the curtain back. It's not real.
It's always funny. We brush it off. But at that point, I was thinking like extravagant Cinderella. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Wedding. Like, fuck this budget. We're selling everything. Yes. Yeah, I was like, we're selling everything I want. I saw my dog at that point. Like every single thing that I have of worth.
Everything must go.
Everything.
This is happening.
Final sale. We need this wedding. And I was so obsessed, and I told Wayne because he was my coworker then, and mm-hmm. I remember you asking me about the freaking dress.
Yeah.
And do you remember me telling you how much my dress was?
I don't remember much. It was a lot. It was a lot, though. I think you said like $7,000, $5,000?
$8,000,
right? Yeah.
And I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to get this dress. And I'm like, and I have this crown, and the crown's like $3,000. And you were just like...
Like, we ain't even got to...
Where do you live?
We ain't even got to the venue. We ain't got to the food.
And what do you do?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you...
Is your boyfriend a drug dealer or CEO? And he was none. Lorenzo.
Hey.
And he was neither or, you know? So it's clearly like I was living in my own little fairyland.
Yeah.
Damn, I sit back now and I'm like, what kind of fairy tale land was I living in?
Mm.
Well, clearly you chased his ass off, which, thank you. But it's like, what was I doing this for?
Can't say I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you, next. How's she saying? That's how it go, right?
But it's like, we do so much, and at times, and keep in mind, then it wasn't even like about social media. Like in my head, I was like, a wedding should be like this. It should be extravagant like this. It should be crazy like this. Yeah. I want this. In all, you're gonna spend $50,000, $70,000, $80,000 for one day that mm-hmm. you probably don't get to enjoy because you're running around like crazy.
Yeah.
And for what?
Yeah, it's true.
For social media. Or for your friends and family to even judge still or criticize when they get home.
Yeah.
And for you not to enjoy it fully, you know?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Now 50 guests, quick. Just the same people that we have at Lorenzo's birthday parties and that's it, you know? It's completely different. But what I want to point at, it wasn't all that. But I'm giving myself as an example because this shit is true. A lot of times it's like we just try to live this extravagant life because of what we see on social media.
Right.
You know, we compare ourselves. No, we're basic, man. Take a step back. Sit down. Live within your budget, which I don't live within my budget anyway. But That's what I mean. Yeah. You know, we do so much. For what?
I mean, I get why people do it. Like, people mainly do it with the hope of putting themselves in front of eyes that are going to help them, put them in a position so that they ultimately could benefit. A lot of people just think that, you know, if I do this, that's what social media is. Social media is literally giving people a platform and a license to, like, really showcase a bunch of hoopla, a bunch of superficial shit. So if you really get down to the crux of social media, yes, it's good. It could be a tool used, you know, to keep in contact with people and things of that nature. But social media is really a figment of most people's imagination, and they don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they immerse themselves so much in that shit that, like, they become that. And it's like,
and it's all about the hype.
Yeah, you still got to be you in real life.
Yeah.
Like, all the shit, this big willy shit that you're doing on social media, when I see you in real life, it better align.
Yeah.
A lot, you notice that? A lot of people's social media don't align up to their real life.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see, like, if you constantly preaching big willy, five-star hotel, this, that, third, you know what I'm saying? We hopping on jets. I'm like, damn, we taking exotic trips. Like, I want to see all that shit if that's the shit you pumping. Like, you know, me personally, I'm the type of person, like, you know. But if you just a real person, a real motherfucker, you living your daily life, take care of your family.
But then we can't.
There's nothing wrong with that.
We can predict, or we can force to make people think of that. Does that make sense?
Explain.
I think my thoughts are not making sense with my wording. So I'm going to emphasize on what I'm trying to say. So, for example, and this is His and Hers podcast, so we'll go based on His and Hers.
His and Hers.
If people see our social media, like, we're always traveling, like, we're always doing so much, like, we have our Disney passes, like, we're always out and about, we're always doing things with our family, you know, like, enjoying ourselves within, like, you know, with our child memories, whatever it is. Do you think people even see it like that? Or do you think people are like, oh, they're always out, they're always spending, they're always splurging, like, because we're not.
I see it both ways. I can see how people would see that. I can see it, like, I mean, I think people definitely get the misnomer that, like, oh my God, like, damn, we fucking got money. Like, no.
We don't. We're broke. That's why we have a podcast, trying to make it here.
I do okay for myself. You know what I'm saying? I got two kids and a girl to support. So, me, I prioritize. I put money aside because I know, like, I'm the type of person, I'm not just working for my health.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who work, and save for a rainy day, and I think that's amazing. So that is, to those people.
I want
to
be them.
Like, I can't even hate on that. Like, I wish I had more discipline to put, you know what I'm saying? I put a little money aside, but I could definitely be putting way more.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to live my life, man. Like, I work too fucking hard just to, like, you know, I don't work, you know, 40, 50 hour weeks just to come home and just watch TV and pay bills. Fuck that. That shit is not me. It will never be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know maybe that's been to my detriment. You know, maybe, you know, that's led to me making some poor decisions, if I'm being honest. Like, you know, not having that car, not having the house, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people, they got that because they are disciplined.
Yeah.
And salute to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's dope. You know, I do ultimately feel like I'm going to reach a pinnacle and a peak point to where I am going to live exactly how I set forth in my mind about how I want to live. And I feel like I'm of the belief that I'm going to get there.
And that's awesome, too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, but I do agree with you that there are large factions of people, friends, family, the whisperers, people hiding in the shadows and the bushes of social media.
Ooh, we love the whisperers. Thank you.
Right? You know what I'm saying? That really feel like, motherfucker, think he all that. All this motherfucker do is buy Jordans. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we being real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, don't get it twisted. Like, I work hard. Like, I Jordans just happen to be a vice of mine. Other motherfuckers got different vices.
Uh-huh.
I know certain people.
Like drugs.
Yeah. Facts. Cocaine. Alcohol. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some people abuse shopping. Retail therapy.
Don't judge.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't judge those
I'm just
people,
being
please.
Honest. Like this.
Let us live.
No, y'all do that. Y'all go ahead and live. Go buy them Beyonce tickets, Rebel Day. Who else? Who else coming up?
Damn, God.
You know what?
You see, you're judging right now. You're being
them. You know what's crazy?
You're being them
right
now.
You know what's crazy? Bro, you want to see Usher, Rebel Day, and maybe even Beyonce. That's crazy.
Maybe, I didn't like the sound of that. I did not like the sound peaked. Of that. Okay.
Let it go.
No. Hey,
some of y'all need a frozen.
But like I said,
adopt
look.
That frozen mentality.
A lot of people go based and judge by that. So let that go. Keep in mind, some of us are broke at home while we're splurging and doing what we want.
Yeah.
Let us be too, please.
Yeah.
Because we're honestly doing what we want.
Yeah.
Which is making memories, which is traveling, which is not holding back. Like, if you're all about savings, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Save your money away. Good for you if you have your house. Good for you if your car is paid off. Good for you if you're, you know, happy at home. That's great. Good for you. But don't judge the people that are out there spending. Don't judge the people that are out there trying to figure out what the hell they're doing, too.
Yeah.
Let that shit go.
Yeah, I just think a lot of things that people need to let go of, it's like your standard of living may not be someone else's standard of living.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just have to allow people. I think, I feel where we've gotten in society is we're at a very, very judgmental place where if you have these ideas about how you live, check mark, check mark, check mark, check mark.
Mm-hmm.
And if the field or the rest of the world, you know what I mean, don't coincide or isn't parallel to that, then I feel like, oh, it's like, oh, no. Away with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nah. Like, everybody has their own way about how they're going to go about improving their quality of life. It doesn't necessarily have to, like, be conducive to your standard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... I just feel like that's just a dangerous way to think. And I do feel that we need to rid ourselves of just that. Like, our way isn't always the way.
Yeah.
And once people realize that, aha, there's the light bulb over your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've had to take a couple steps back in that. Because, like, you know, I feel like at times I'm the smartest person in the room.
Oh, shit.
And, like, you know.
Not when I'm sitting here, right? Shit.
No, I mean in rooms that I walk in, girl.
I'm saying.
Hey, they heard your last episode when we was fighting about the ranks.
Exactly.
on
the V-day. Not here.
I'm just saying, like, you know, like, I've had to, like, take a step back. Like, damn. I'm not the smartest person in the room. Like, I don't always have to be. That's another thing that I wanted to hit on before we close. You don't always have to be right. Rid yourself of that thinking.
Oh my God, Wayne, what?
And I'm speaking from experience. I don't always have to win an argument. I don't always have to be right. I've learned this in school, in business, in relationships. I do not always have to be right. Like me.
Say it again, brother.
My mouth has got me in a world of trouble. And I'm fully aware of that. And that's something that I've really had to, like, make a conscious decision to work on.
I'm glad that you're working on yourself.
No, I think I've conquered it. I'm him.
See? You don't always have to be right, and you don't always have
to
think so highly of yourself.
I'm kidding.
Take a seat, bro.
I'm kidding.
Take a seat.
I just know that I'm Himothy, though. I'm him.
Okay, so we've had a hectic ass recording today. You know, our child is with us. We're just trying to keep the content going. Let go of whatever it is that's I'm trying to be serious
Sorry.
Let go of whatever is holding you down, whatever is changing your ways, whatever is draining your mindset. Pretty much that's what we wanted to come in here and touch on. I know that we were pretty all over the place. Usually... we work on our material. We discuss it, and then we come and throw it at you guys. And today, we just didn't. We were feeling high energy. We decided, you know what? Let's just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, we've done this many a times, but we just wanted to tell you guys, we are really happy that we are getting the feedback that we're getting. Numbers don't lie. So, like Wayne mentioned earlier, even the ones that are whispering or the ones that are just peeking through and checking on us, guess what? We love you too.
Definitely. You know what I mean? It's COE, content over everything.
No, yep.
But, you know, because all, like, I think the standard now is all publicity is good publicity.
Thank you to Kanye West.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
To fellow Gemini.
We really... Oh, Gemini's up.
Mm-hmm. June, always.
What is it? June to what? June or May?
May to June.
Mm-hmm. Late May to June, right? Y'all ain't all that. No, I was playing.
Iverson. Work on yourself.
Iverson, keep working Tupac. On you. Iverson, Tupac, Kanye, you.
Kendrick.
Oh, yes. Damn. Look.
All the good ones.
That's good company right there.
It is. You can't sit at this table.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
You can't sit with us. Nah, but I just, before we close, man, I just wanted to thank y'all. And kind of like piggyback and echo off of hers is comments and remarks. Thank you guys for really, really rocking out with us. I mean, a couple hundred plays, spins in a couple days. That's like amazing. Like,
one thing that I am really grateful and I do want to say, I am glad we're able to be us, because that's the whole purpose of us having the podcast. I know that we're all fun and games and we love to mess around because that is us all the time.
Yeah.
But at times it is a little nerve-wracking and it is a little reality check when you have a good outcome on what this is natural. You know, this is us. Like I said, a lot of times it's just us on the go. So we do appreciate you guys accepting us for us.
Yeah. Thank you guys, man. As always, make sure you go and spread that love and happiness, man, because without that, you got nothing.
Exactly.
And stop, you know, rid yourself of that hate, man. Get yourself some love. Get yourself some happiness. Go like, rate, subscribe, share the podcast.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend, tell a friend. Find us on Apple. Find us on Spotify. Find us on Anchor.
Look, if you have any suggestions, if you have any feedback, anything that can help us, we're here.
Here for you, man. As always, it is your boy, Wayne. His
and Vanessa hers and our little plus one in the
plus
background
one young Renzo. But now we love y'all, man. Tune in. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode. We catch y'all on the flip side. Peace. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Well, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby. Love and happiness.